You're listening to Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. I've been bringing you stories in recent weeks about the plight of Singleton residents that have been caught up in this Singleton bypass project and, dare I say, the debacle that is the compulsory acquisition of their properties and their lowball offers to basically get them to agree to the so-called sale, although it's a bit hard to call it a sale when it's compulsorily acquired from you. There's another person I've been speaking to that's affected, but not only is he affected because he owns land in the area that is going to be compulsorily acquired by the government, but he's also been helping many of the local residents, many who have been there for decades and are just at their wits' end and don't know what to do. Now, he has stood for politics a couple of times, but that's not why he's doing it. And to explain more, Dale McNamara. Dale, hello.
Yeah, g'day, Darren. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. Let's just address the elephant in the room first. What we're about to talk about has got nothing to do with you running for politics again?
No, mate, not at all, Darren. I put my hand up in the by-election last year, and I ran in the most recent federal election. But, I've had my two attempts at that to represent people in the Upper Hunter, then the Hunter. But that's all. That's all over now, and I'm back in running the business that I run in mining equipment, as well as a reasonable-sized hospitality industry in the hotels. So, no, mate, I'm just like everybody else. I go to work and come home and live in the Singleton LGA, and very proud to and have that all my life.
Let's just talk about your specific circumstances before we get on to these other victims. You have land that is in the crosshairs of the government, and you've been talking like they have with officials from Transport for New South Wales or wherever they're from. So can you just explain how you're caught up in that as far as land you own?
Yeah, well, a number of years ago I acquired some land in on the southern side of Singleton and known as Waddell, in Waddell Lane. And then around about a similar time, I acquired some land on McDougall's Hill. I actually got a call one day to say that the local minister for the Hunter has made an announcement in Vertigan Park in Singleton that Singleton's getting a bypass and sort of put up a couple of routes to where it looked like going. And that was sort of the information that I got. And then later date, I got contacted by a gentleman from the RMS to say that the bypass will be, the Singleton will be going through the land that I have on the southern side of Singleton, and also then possibly close to completing the other side on the north side of Singleton on the Dougal's Hill, I haven't got a problem at all with the bypass. I think the bypass is required. There's no doubt about that. I have at several times had discussions with my legal side, and the answer that the response that they keep giving me is, Dale, the biggest problem we have with the RMS is that they say they want to negotiate. They say they want to, see that nobody's that everyone gets fair and reasonable compensation for what they require, but we send them the information, we send them the valuations, we send them everything that they've asked for, but when it comes to have some sort of a negotiation, they don't want to negotiate. They don't even want to talk to us. The right process has failed. The RMS has failed, and I sort of got involved, I guess, more in debt when I heard of some of the people that were on the bypass in ages of, 82 years of age and 80 years of age, and people that have been on land farming for 40 years, supplying vegetables and fruit for the hospitality, vegetables and fruit for the community of Singleton. And just when I heard the story from those people were copy, I went, hang on, this is not Australian. This is just not. I just cannot believe that this is what I'm hearing. So I personally contacted those people, and look, at that time I was running in an election, But I never mentioned it in any of the elections that I was in, and I never used it at all or tried to say, I want to help these people because I'm running an election. I elected not to even mention it.
These people have got... They're basically very distraught and in a tough situation because they're being offered very little compared to what the value of their property is. So you contacted the Upper House, Upper Hunter MP, Dave Lazell, and actually took him along to meet with some of these people to see if he could help, which is the role of a local MP. What happened from there?
Well, I felt that, you know, that again, I like to try and follow the right channels, and I elected to contact David Lazell. I spoke to him in regards to not about myself, had no conversations about myself and my own land. I spoke to David in regards to half a dozen people that's on the bypass that have been living on the land for, I think one particular lady was living on the land for 83 years. The other man, who's 80 and his wife's virtually in a wheelchair. Another farmer that's living, used the land to feed his families and his son for 40 years, and another young family buying land to set up themselves up to, you know, put their sons in an apprenticeship in their own site and do great things that we're trying to encourage people to do. So I asked David, following the right process, say, David, mate, you need to come and sit down with these people. You need to understand what these people are trying to, are wanting. And all they're asking for is, they're not asking for money, they're just asking for a like-for-like type to be able to continue on.
What do you make of Dave's refusal to even communicate with these victims at the moment? He's basically said, there's nothing I can do, I can't be your lawyer.
Well, you know, there's two sides of... like, as much as I was running for state and federal seat, it's pretty clear politicians speak out both sides of their mouth. Because David seems to know the information that the RMS has, and the information that, you know, that I see is confidentiality information between the landowners that the RMS are dealing with. But it seems that then others will say that he has no ability to be involved. Like, mate, it's just what goes on behind the doors down at Melrose Place. And I guess you're asking what Melrose Place is, but if you turn every channel on at 6 o'clock every night, you'll know where Melrose Place is. It's in Macquarie Street. I'm sorry, David. You know and I know you can do something. You know and I know that you're elected by the people. And, mate, go down screaming. Go down fighting for the people. If you're going to win or you're going to lose, walk down the street and say, well, I did everything I could for those people. But at the moment, mate, you're not. And one thing that David did say on the radio the other day, he mentioned cash. He mentioned money. Nobody is after money. All the people are after is like for like. But don't say, David, on the radio that the bypass is for the greater community of Singleton. The bypass is for the greater of the people that are travelling from the Central Coast, Newcastle, Nelson Bay, all the Lower Hunter that come up in the mornings, 5 days or six, 7 days a week. Because I can tell you, Darren, when I drive out some mornings very early on to stand and drive and come to the M1 to head to Tomago to turn left, as far as I can see to the left, mate, as far as I can see to the right, there's a bottleneck of traffic. And in that bottleneck of traffic, most of those people ain't, none of those people are from Singleton. They're all from Gosford, Nelson Bay, Newcastle. They're all coming up to the valley. So you know what, David, you need to retract that. This is not for the greater of Singleton. It's for the greater of our state.
Dale McNamara, thank you for joining me on Hunter Valley Today.
Good on you, Darren. Cheers, mate.
Dale McNamara on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.